Happy early fall to everyone.
Happy, happy.
Happy, happy. Summer is winding down, and by month's end, we will be firmly ensconced in actual fall.
You promised me that.
Oh, I'm hoping so. Now, we have to mention a couple things before we start. One, we're back in Wisconsin taping this.
Yes.
And we have finches in the house that have multiplied, and they like weird noises. So if you hear any bizarre noises in the background, it's probably the finches, but it could be the roofing crew across the street putting a new roof on the house.
Or it could be our joints.
It just could. Yeah, that's true. It could be that, too. Okay. So anyway, the Don is still producing. It's just become a rather rather familiar, annoying habit for him now. Gary's looked up from reading his book. And Blaze the Beautiful is practicing her prance for an upcoming episode of Small Dog Beautiful. And that was Linda's cane that just hit the floor.
Sorry.
So, here.
Hi. I'm Linda Strochain from the Mercury Academy.
Are you sure today?
No, not really.
And I'm Sandy from Gemological Esoterica. And
we are two dozy broads.
Boy, this one is already turning out to be a piece of work, isn't it?
Piece of
and
work.
We don't retape. So what you hear is this is the first and only.
You bet.
Yep. Linda, fall equinox is coming up this month.
Whether we want it or not.
That's right. I think we might. Would you like to talk a little bit about it? And even if you don't want to, be adequate and do it anyway.
Gosh, I have to be adequate. Well, here is my 2 cents worth. Actually, it's a half a dollar after inflation, so here we are. In September, we cannot avoid the autumn equinox, so why not get into the spirit of the thing and celebrate? And here are a few things you may find useful. This year, it is on Thursday, the 22nd of September at 8:04 p.m. Central Daylight Time, so you have to do your own math.
And it's 2022. We should have said that in case... And somebody 5 years from now listens to it.
If that's slow. It's maybe it'll age like fine wine.
That's right. Or maybe not.
Or maybe not. It's never precisely the same time and date every year. So it keeps us on our toes. It varies because the planet wobbles. It varies a couple of days either way. This is harvest time. So it's time to honor the harvest. Now, whether you have or not you have a garden, whether or not you're a farmer, we're all planting seeds of some kind, and we're all harvesting something. And so the question is, so what did you grow this year? Now, did you grow fine, wonderful things, or out of Little Shop of Horrors? Did you grow Audrey Jr.?
Or finches?
Or finches, or what have you. And so this is the time where we have to either make lemonade out of our lemons or start canning whatever we've come up with. But whether you work in the absolute real world or in the abstract world of ideas, we're all harvesting. And so you ask yourself, is it useful, beneficial, or toxic? Mm. Now, you can't blame anyone else for this, so this is a little tricky.
Can it be all three at the same time?
Oh, yeah. We each create our own seeds. We plant our own seeds. We water them with whatever we water them with. And so you can't blame the family, the boss, the boyfriend, the girlfriend, anyone else. And so it's just us and our harvest. So the first thing to do is figure out what have you grown. And then it's an excellent time to empty out old clutter. And especially energetic clutter. Maybe you really don't want to get up off the couch and move things. Mm-hmm. But you can sure, wherever you're sitting, go through your mind and throw out some things.
There you go.
Nothing healthy can grow in anger, grief, or blame. And so you have to tell yourself, okay, I can't do anything about what I grew this year. Mm-hmm. But I can gin up my soil. I can improve this. I can improve it for next year. So it's not hopeless. It's never hopeless. It's just that you got to admit where things are. Part of what really gives this a fierceness is with Chiron, which is currently retrograde in Aries, it's saying you've got to be adaptable, but you've got to make the changes. And Chiron is always there pushing. Mm. And in Aries, it's pushing more because
pushing
Aries
harder.
Is raw fire. Now, with the autumn equinox, You can give a gift to the fae. That's a wonderful thing to do. You give it without asking for anything in return. You always say thank you. Beer is most appreciated. Mm-hmm. Apple cider, if you've got it, those are good choices. Apples, if you're a real drinking person and you want to go to the old stuff, you get some honey mead. And I will tell you this, if you drink too much, you'll have a hangover. You would rather nail your head to a carpet than have a hangover from honey mead. Mm. So if you're going to have any of that, you give the fae, you're better off giving it to the fae and not drinking it yourself. But if you're going to do with mm-hmm. both, first they get it, then you get it. Mm. You do not sip first. Mm. And you just pour whatever you've got into the area where you've designated your yep. fairy garden. We have a place by where we park our car, and that's our fairy garden. Yep. We take a bottle of beer out, and we pour it in and say thank you, and we ask nothing in return, and we're grateful
for
all the gifts.
We do something similar, but we have two groups of fae in our yard.
Yes, you have. And if you have a real yard, you can leave the bottle there.
Yep.
If you don't have a real yard like us, you mm-hmm. do not want to leave any implement that can become an implement of war in your vicinity.
You've watched too many old movies where they break the bottle on the counter and go after the person.
Oh, God, well, we... You don't live in my neighborhood, do you?
No, I don't. Keep
your fairy garden clean. No trash or old broken stuff. If you've got something standing in it, clean it before you give the offering. It's like if you've got little statuary, God help us. Dust them off or hose them off or something.
I can't do that anymore. They've put so many plants in and around it that are theirs that
well
I can do it early in the spring before everything comes
well,
up
yeah.
but that's
if
it.
You can get there without ending up calling 911
yeah pretty
do
much
it.
Can't anymore.
It's extremely important to say thank you, and remember the fae deal harshly with ungrateful sots. And that is my contribution.
Oh, that's, well there we go there, well, thank you
there, oh, well, thank
you.
You
yeah so last month's podcast we said we would give everyone a recipe for Thunder Bunny spray, and guess what? We actually remembered.
Oh my God.
Now, we're going to the next couple months, we actually had done up some cards, believe it or not, this was 2016 that we
oh,
did
geez.
Up these cards. And we have stone I have two sets of stone cards, and then we had a set of cards that was Linda Sachet's, my sprays, and then a bunch of essential oil recipes.
Yeah.
And so I looked in there and I found Thunder Bunny spray. Thunder Bunny spray was originated because of our dog Micah the Mike dog,
mm-hmm.
who was afraid of loud noises and flashings and things like that.
Oh, yeah.
And we tried a thunder shirt on her, but she didn't like that. It's a thing, you can look it up. You put it on the dog, it's supposed to be like a hug. Didn't like that one. So we had this big, long, weird, unstuffed toy that was a bunny.
Mm-hmm.
And I would take and put this spray on it and wrap it, just gently wrap it around her neck,
mm-hmm.
and that would calm her down. So this is the recipe for Thunder Bunny spray. And this is times when you or your pet actually really need a security blanket. So you will need a stuffed toy or blanket.
Good.
Or a jacket or a pair of mittens. I don't care what you
Blinky use. Blanket.
Whatever you need. You're going to need Appetite. The color does not matter. That's a stone, by the way.
Yeah.
You're going to need sea salt, Botswana agate, and hematite. And you will make a spray. What you do is you'll take those four stones, put them into a glass, add some distilled water or some sort of filtered water. You'll build a charge around it. You will turn it into a spray. You can then put it into a spray bottle,
mm-hmm.
and spray that onto the stuffed toy or the blanket or the socks or whatever you've got,
mm-hmm.
and either put them on your animal or put them on yourself or whatever the case is. As long as it's made up that way and you haven't put the stones directly into the water or the whatever it is, it's safe around pets. It's even be safe around those goofy birds we've got behind us. I don't know what we'd Thunder Bunny them with. But anyway, but you hold it or wrap it. And if you want to make the spray last a little longer, add some vodka or some white rum or whatever you want to add and shake it up, and that'll make it last 2 or 3 months.
Now, These things are in the sachet.
These are in the spray.
Well, what? So you've got the stuffed toy.
Yep.
And then all of these other items you mentioned.
Yes, the four items. The apatite, the sea salt, the Botswana agate, and the hematite are what you make in the glass and charge it up.
Okay.
And that goes in the spray. So that is Thunder Bunny spray.
Wonderful.
So we are going to do some blatant advertising, and Linda has now picked out one of her, or is picking out one of her sachets for the month. So what? Linda, which sachet did you pick out for the month?
Power sachet.
Oh, interesting.
Ooh, good for organization, success, and intense focus. Wow, we need that right now.
Yeah.
You need powdered ginger. Not much. You only need a small amount.
Right.
You don't need a whole ginger. A little powdered ginger, a pinch of dried sage, some oats, just a little pinch of oats. The more natural, the better.
Mm.
So maybe you don't want like just the oats from the Quaker box, if
okay.
you can help it.
Okay.
If that's all you got, use
that's
it.
That's what you use.
A little dill weed and a spinch of allspice powder.
There you go.
And go easy on the allspice because a tiny, tiny bit goes a long, long way. This sachet will increase your personal power on every level. So what you do is you take a little piece of cheesecloth or other sachet material, put a pinch of all this in it, tie it up, put it in a jar, add in your distilled water. If you want, you can add distilled water and, again, vodka or gin in this case.
Okay, yep.
The evils gin does would be hard to assess. So
I'm
let's
not a
have
gin
some,
fan. Which,
let's have some Madeira, Madeira.
Yeah, I'm not a gin fan, which is why I never put it in any of my sprays.
But you put it in the jar and you leave it for 24 hours at the very least. You want to make this between the new and full moons. You affirm this to your willpower and your intention. It'll increase your personal power on every level, so be prepared. But you that's your focus. You can put it in a spray bottle once you get it all done. When you're through with the little sachet, you squeeze it out to get the last bit of goodness. You think a thank you and you just throw it away. Whenever you need to up your game, you put some of this on. Instead of your perfume, you can put on some of this. And it works wonders. Now, with the Thunder Bunny, can you put it on something before you go out as a protector?
Yes, you most certainly may.
Well, that would be good.
I mean, you could just spray a couple sprays in the air and walk through it, too.
There
it
you go.
It isn't going to matter.
You go out protected.
You're right.
That's a good idea.
And then you go out protected. Actually, I think it's that you go out more secure.
Yeah.
With Thunder Bunny spray. It used to be, like I say, with Micah. Micah was afraid of loud noises. And we always thought she was afraid of like things like fireworks and thunderstorms.
Mm-hmm.
Turned out it was the flashing.
Ah.
So in her later years, even after she went deaf, because she did go deaf after a while, she'd still be afraid. So we would leave the hallway light on and she was fine, as long as she couldn't see the flashing. That's where Thunder Bunny spray came from. So it was kind of a goofy thing that we did, but it worked.
It did. It worked then, and it'll work now, and we need it again, boy.
Yep, we really do. So we're planning on doing taking some of our deck of cards and pulling cards the next couple months, and Linda will do a sachet, and I will do a spray for the next...
And heaven only knows what will happen.
Also, just a brief thing, we've got Mercury retrograde coming up on the 9th of September.
Yes.
And if you attended my hinky class last month, I actually came up with a Mercury retrograde sachet.
Wonderful.
Which is pretty cool. It smells good too.
Wonderful.
But anyway, so
unlike the Mercury retrograde, which isn't going to smell
which
very
isn't
good at all.
Smell very good at all. No, it isn't. So anyway, well, this month we have a guest, and of course, we only have ever had one guest.
That's true.
And you guessed it. It's Zoltar.
Great.
So take it away, old boy.
Hear your fortune from Zoltar. It is better to keep your mouth shut and be thought a fool than to open it and remove all doubt. And also, my friend, it is wise to be taking good advice when you hear it, no?
Oh, that's actually a good... Should we hit him again? Should we let him talk twice this month?
Why don't you?
All right, we'll let him talk twice this month.
Hear your fortune from Zoltar. Men of genius are admired. Men of wealth are envied. Men of power are feared. But only men of character are trusted.
So there's got to be a lot of characters in the world. God.
Way too many.
Way too many characters in the world and not enough men of character.
Yes.
So anyway, I think that, do we have anything else for the
month? No, we don't.
And the Finches have done whatever, and the Roofers, hopefully nobody's heard the Roofers across the street, but hey. So if you have any questions or suggestions for an upcoming podcast, please let us know. We actually had one of the customers come up to me this last weekend and say she never knew that was how we came up with classes, was come up with the title first and the class around it. And she was telling us how interesting she thought it was. And think many, many people don't believe us when we say that's how we do it. But we actually had a comment by our one regular listener.
There we go.
So anyway, if anybody else has any comments or suggestions, please let us know.
Yes.
Please, please, please let us know. You guys have anything? Gary, anything?
Nobody's got anything.
Nope. Don, anything? Say goodbye, Don. Okay, he waved. I was hoping for goodbye, Don, but anyway. Well, I'm Sandy from Gemological Esoterica.
And I'm Linda Strochain of the Mercury Academy.
And we remain two dozy broads.
Goodbye.